this bill, a lot of us aren't even, may not even be on this committee then, and the new people won't know what to approve. These are really short minutes. We ought to just get them done.
Okay. Motion to postpone and an objection. If there's no further debate, we'll go to a vote on the motion to postpone.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Adriana.
Thank you. I will not mute because something happened when I mute. I cannot come back.
Okay. Are you debating the question of postponing the minutes of November 24th?
I think that we should. No, I don't want to debate anything over that.
Okay. Paul, can you call the roll on the question of postponing?
Okay. Sam, the new CFO? Okay, moving on. Lydia Prezan?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
Can you hear me?
Yes. We hear you. How do you vote?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
Barbara Wipperman?
Abstain.
Okay, Sam, I just can't.
Agarwal.
New CFO.
Agarwal.
Is the new CFO on the call still? Okay, I don't hear him. 3-4, 4 against, 3 abstentions.
The minutes are not postponed, which means they're still up for revision and a vote. Serene.
Okay, thanks. So the last paragraph, which is entitled WBI Budget Fifth Review, the sentence, second from the last sentence, if the on-air fundraiser revenue continues, yada, 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 that is opinion. I would move to strike that.
Okay, we're going to take these one at a time. So you're moving to strike the penultimate sentence in the WBAI paragraph?
Yes.
Okay. Is there the sentence reads as follows. If the on-air fundraiser revenue continues as it did in the fall on-air fundraiser, the station's deficit could be much higher than budgeted. The proposal is to strike that. Is there any objection to striking that?
R. Paul for stat?
R. Paul, you're objecting, correct?
Oh, I'm objecting.
Okay. Serene, you haven't motivated. Do you want to motivate before R. Paul speaks to his objection?
Sure. As Adriana said, if we're going to do the narrative thing, we're going to have to do everyone's narrative rather than, you know, merely the secretary's. And the paraphrasing of statements from the GM is one thing. The conclusion of the secretary based on what he believes he heard is another. This is a conclusory sentence, and I'm moving that it be struck.
Paul?
Yeah. Well, the member is simply wrong. If you look at that, that paragraph starts out, the committee discussed the latest WBII FY16 draft proposal. And it goes on. Now, the statement in there about if the on-air fundraiser continues as it did in the fall, that the deficit will be higher than budgeted, that's part of the discussion, and that is from me. I'm the treasurer, and the treasurer has input into this, and it's interesting that one treasurer, the things that one treasurer says are being singled out tonight to be excised from the minutes. So, and that, again, is a simple piece of mathematics. If the on-air fundraising revenue continues to fall as it did in the fall on-air fundraiser, the station's deficit could be much higher than budgeted. Now, you know, if you think that if it falls, it's going to be better than budgeted, I suppose you'll vote for this, but I think we should leave it in.
Adriana?
Adriana, I've got you, and I just want to appeal to everyone. Let's not spend more time than we need to repeating arguments. Go ahead, Adriana.
I understand what Arpod said, but like we said before, he's only reflecting his opinions, because we can go to the minutes, to the audio, and you see that your opinions were not the only one. I will discuss. We had a bunch of discussion about that. You cannot believe that you are the only one entitled to put your opinion there. That is the basic point of minutes.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, just to clarify, the sentence we're talking about deleting says, correct me if I'm wrong, if the on-air fundraiser revenue continues as it did in the fall, on-air fundraiser, the station's deficit could be much higher than it budgeted. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I don't see a problem with that sentence. I think it's accurate. It reflects what we talked about in the meeting. I don't see any reason to delete it. And I agree with what Barbara said earlier that, you know, we shouldn't be arguing over this stuff. And let's just get on with it and approve the minutes. There's nothing incorrect or misleading about that.
This is Serene.
Okay, Serene.
Okay. I don't believe anyone introduced any intention to mislead. It is simply not what the... It is not a report of what the committee decided. It is a conclusion that someone reached, and it's fine to have your opinion, but your opinion does not constitute our minutes. So I think we are repeating ourselves, and I would just ask that we move to a vote.
So I just want to say something as an appeal to the committee. I think I would much rather we spend our time debating what to do than what we said. And Arpal puts more work into his minutes than most secretaries I've seen working anywhere in the foundation, and I appreciate that. And he goes above and beyond in paraphrasing discussion, which I often find very helpful in reviewing the minutes. But I also feel that the minute we start debating one of those paraphrases, it ceases to be useful, and it's costing us time. So I applaud the effort that goes into producing them, but when a member, I think when a member objects to a paraphrase, we should just err on the side of taking it out so we don't have anything left to fight over. And I hope we don't rehash this debate on every set of minutes. Arpal, can you please call the roll?
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian, before we begin, may I just add one thing?
You'd like to speak a third time on this amendment?
Whatever number it is.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, the comment was made that, only the comments about the WBI budget are being, somehow they're being isolated for discussion. But if you look at the comments directly above for the WPFW budget, you'll see that the reason no amendments are being offered is that because no comments of that nature, which are merely the inclusion of someone's opinion, are part of the minute. So it is being addressed where it is found.
Paul, can you please call the roll on the amendment to strike the penultimate sentence from the WBAI paragraph in the minutes of November 24th, 2015?
I think we need this. Okay, fine. Put it that way. All right. Sam Agarwal?
Very good.
Agarwal. All right. Sam Agarwal? Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman?
Abstain.
Okay. Sam Agarwal? Not yet. Okay. 4-4, 2 against, 4 abstentions.
The amendment carries. Any further amendments to the minutes of November 24th? Hearing none, are there any objections to the minutes of November 24th? Hearing none, the minutes of November 24th are now approved. Paul, what's our next set of minutes?
Hold on a sec.
I have
it's
a question.
It's going to be November 30th.
How many more do we have?
Two more by my count.
Okay.
Can I get a motion out, Paul?
Take me a second. I move to approve the minutes of the November 30th, 2015 meeting.
Does anyone wish to approve, to propose any changes to those minutes?
One minute.
You know, Mr. Chair, the usual thing is to read the minutes at the meeting. Maybe we should do that. It will save some members the trouble of having to read it to themselves during the meeting. We could just do that. That would be another way. Then everybody can hear it at once. That is
yeah.
The standard way.
It is a standard way. My word count says that the minutes from this meeting are 1,451 words. The human voice moves at an average speed of 165 words per minute. That means it would take about 8 minutes to read the minutes out loud. So if a member says she wants 1 minute to read them over to herself, I'm inclined to err on the side of saving us that time.
Since they were sent out this morning.
Do you have a watch going? How many times have we had budgets that we've considered that are multiple spreadsheets that come in minutes before the meeting?
I agree, that's also a bad practice.
Serene, are you proposing any changes?
I'm almost done. Not at this point.
Okay. Are there any objections to the minutes of November 30th, 2015? Hearing none, the minutes are now approved. Mr. Secretary, what's our next set of minutes?
December, let me make absolutely sure of this. Let me look in here. 11:30, December 14th.
Do you want to make them a motion now, Paul?
Sure. Hold on a second. I have to write it down and say it at the same time. I move to approve the minutes of the December 14th, 2015 meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to these minutes?
Yes, Michael Novick.
Michael, and I heard Bill as well. You go first, Michael.
He emailed out to everyone a correction in the last section talking about the KPFK budget. It uses the expression 3 or 4 times, quiet pitch. My motion is to change every time it says quiet pitch to quiet drive and then change the sentence that attributes some remarks to the KPFK treasurer. If you check your email, I don't have it in front of me now this time, unfortunately, so I need to another meeting. But basically to add a phrase there about that the quiet drives reflect off their fundraising by the local station board who's committed to it.
Michael, would you like me to read the motion that's in your email from 21 minutes ago?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. The motion is as follows. Change the expression quiet pitch to quiet drive and change the sentence, open quote, the KPFK treasurer said that KPFK did quite well with the quiet pitch days last year, close quote, to read, open quote, the KPFK treasurer said that KPFK did well with the quiet drive days last December, and that the quiet drive days were meant to incorporate off-air fundraising by the local station board, which voted to create fundraising committee to help meet the station's obligations. Close quote.
So I should say a fundraising committee, sorry.
Okay, I think for the sake of clarity, I'm going to divide that, Michael. So we'll take the First Amendment as to change all instances of quiet pitch to quiet drive. Paul, do you have that?
Okay, give me a second. Quiet drive. Okay. So the amendment, the First Amendment becomes motion, okay, don't put the word motion in there, to amend the minutes of December 14 as follows, to change the expression, quote, quiet pitch to, quote, quiet drive. Is that it for this
part?
That's
it. As of this moment, that's it. Is there any objection to making that change? Hearing none, that amendment is now incorporated into the minutes. We're now onto the question of changing the sentence. I'll read it once more. The original sentence is as follows. The KPFK treasurer said that KPFK did quite well with the quiet pitch days last year. The new sentence would read as follows. The KPFK treasurer said that KPFK did well with the quiet drive days last December, and that the quiet drive days were meant to incorporate off-air fundraising by the local station board, which voted to create a fundraising committee to help meet the station's obligations. Is there any objection to making that change? Hearing none, that change is now incorporated into the agenda. I had Bill next on the stack for amendments. Bill?
No, I didn't have anything. In fact, I was muted. Maybe somebody else.
Okay. Anybody else wish to propose amendments to the minutes of December 14th?
One second. Sorry. Not at this point.
Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the minutes of December 14th, 2015? Hearing no objection, the minutes of December 14th, 2015 are now approved. Mr. Secretary, do we have any minutes outstanding from the prior year that you've not been able to get to the committee yet?
Well, we have, of course, the executive session minutes. However, there is May 12th of last year, when I was in the intensive care unit for the meeting, and somebody put some of that up, but I wasn't there, and I don't know. I'm not the person who should do that. But if there was somebody made secretary pro tem for that particular meeting, they should just type that up and put their name on it, and that should work.
Let's see. Do you happen to remember what the motions or discussion was at that meeting?
Well, I'm very aware that one of them was a motion to make it so people couldn't ask questions three times, which we've already had a discussion about. Precisely what happened at that, I don't know. I wasn't there. But there is.
I was asked to take the minutes, but I don't remember. I'll have to go back through my emails and other records.
It's in an email. That's probably enough, but it should be over someone else's name, someone who was at the meeting,
right?
Not, you know, me.
Yep, I agree with you.
Just Bill.
Bill,
I'm looking at my notes from that. I think Michael was the acting secretary.
Yeah, that's what Michael just said. So, Michael, can you put on your to-do list gathering your notes from that meeting and putting them into approvable form for our next meeting?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I just for my last meeting, but I'll forward that to people.
Greatly appreciate that. Even in your absence, we could approve them. But I agree with our Paul. It should be over the name of the person who recorded them. Okay, we're done with minutes. By my clock, we have 4 minutes left till the adjournment time we set in our agenda. What we have next on our agenda is budgets. Adriana?
Yes, I want to... we don't have much time to discuss, obviously, budget, and we don't have the new information. What I would like us to put like a norm is to ask when we have reports from whoever gave us a report to avoid paraphrasing and discussing what was said or not. Can we ask whoever gave the report to give it in writing, and then the minutes will reflect just what, not all the discussion after that, but at least the exact words that that person, the one that gave the report, have, and the motions. Can we ask for that? I want a motion asking for our whoever come in front of us give a report and give the report in writing.
Point of information, we're on budget review and approval at this point?
That's correct, we are. Adriana, if you want to, I'm trying to think of this. Our committee is not the boss of anybody. So we can request written reports. We certainly can't tell staff that that's how they should spend their time. If you want to propose making it an ongoing policy of the committee that we request written narrative reports from any staff member who presents to us, I think what you should do is put that in the form of a motion and ask for it to be included on the agenda of a future meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes, do we want to set another meeting?
I think that would be a good idea. Folks, I'd like to propose extending for 10 minutes so that we can both discuss our next meeting and discuss, without getting into the meat of budgets, where we're at in the process on the outstanding budgets. Does anyone object to extending the meeting until 10 past the hour? Okay. Let's do a quick check-in on outstanding budgets first. We're now extended till 10 past, so that we make sure that we'll have things to discuss at our next meeting. So the budgets that I have is still outstanding are W, I, and PRA. So Nancy, can you tell us where WPFW's budget is at? As I recall, you all had made immense progress, and we asked for only small changes at our last meeting.
Yes. Hello. Yes, we had made all the changes that were requested except for these ones that needed Efren's help to fix the depreciation and the cash flow sheet. And I've been trying to work with Markeisha and Efren on that, and I don't know if... I haven't heard from Efren yet on this, so I'm still waiting to hear back from him on this. So hopefully... if we do have a meeting on the 26th and I'm still treasurer, we can get it all done by then before I finish up.
Nancy, can you send the committee what you have in its current form? If we have to, we will just pass it with specific instructions on how it's to be revised before submission to the PNB.
I can't do that right now.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But if you can do it so it doesn't slip through the cracks, if you
sure.
plan back on the committee.
Absolutely. We'll do.
Okay. WBAI, Paul?
Yeah, WBAI has had so far nothing new. I've asked the GM if we have a new budget. I haven't gotten a reply yet. So that's where we're at.
The big question mark in our last discussion on the BAI budget was the if the daily average would pick up in, with the December fundraising. Do you have any reports
on
performance?
Yes, I have a report on that. Basically, let's see. Let me. Oh God, my eyes are going now. Yes, we. It did badly. It did not make the goal, and it. I'm scrolling down because I had it set for something else. In the December-thon, we. Let's see. I got to bring up a spreadsheet for that, I think. Let me just bring up a spreadsheet. It'll be much faster. Sorry.
Okay.
Give me a second. Let me pass here and give me a second, and I'll bring up a spreadsheet that has it right in front of me instead of other things.
Sure. Well, I don't think we don't have anyone representing the Pacific Radio Archive on this call, unless, Lydia, you've had discussions with Brian DeShazer.
No.
Okay. I will follow up with him directly. I think I don't remember what the outstanding issues with that budget were. Does anybody? They must have been minor. Okay. I'll dig through my files and figure it out.
Okay. We passed the minutes already with the provisos.
We have. The WBAI December-thon ran for 14 days. And the total tally I have, which comes from the dailies that management puts out, gave a grand total of $125,195 and a daily average of $8,943. And this is significantly less than was in the unadopted budget. The unadopted budget had a goal of $174,000 and a daily average of $12,429. And so you can see that $8,943 is significantly less than $12,429. So we missed by on the order of $49,000-$50,000 overall.
Okay. Sorry, I was skimming our minutes to figure out where the PRA budget was at. Paul, what was the daily average in December?
Oh, 89.43, as opposed to 12,249.
Bill for the stack.
Yeah, 12,429.
Okay, it looks like we disposed of the PRA budget at our last meeting.
December 14th.
Yes. Yeah, their December 14th meeting. So I will roll that into a report and pass it on. So really, we should be able to sail through PFW at our next meeting, hopefully. And there's a longer discussion about BAI, but I'm starting to think there's probably issues there that can't be addressed through budgeting. We've got 6 minutes left on our meeting, and what I'd like to do now is entertain proposals on the next time to meet. I heard Bill. I heard Serene.
We'll just follow up on what. Let's follow up. Recall from what Paul said. I may not be back next week, but I hope you follow up on something we left hanging on the KPFK budget. Even though I guess it was approved, I didn't remember that. Was that there was the whole thing was based on whether the dollars per day, just like our Paul was talking about, were realistic. And I, from what I've heard, the December fund drive that KPFK was extended still came under the daily goal, and even if you factor in the 80% of the goal that we're expecting to make, I think it still came under that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I hope next week there's enough information to follow up on that, because that may require a revision of the KPFK budget. And I still feel that the revenue projections were grossly optimistic for that, and that we may have more trouble next in the coming months because of that.
Okay.
Adriana?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had Serene ahead of you, Adriana.
Oh.
Then I'll call on you. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so the WBIGM at what was to have been our LSB meeting last Wednesday, he did report, in spite of the fact that there wasn't exactly a quorumed meeting, although the majority, of course, was in the building, but nobody came into the room. He said that the December drive raised $132,800. So that's, I think I heard the figure of $125 before. This is what the GM reported.
Our Paul?
Folks, we do not need to get into a back and forth on this.
Well, I'll just note that he's
Adriana?
Well, that would be very interesting to see it up again. That's all.
Okay. Adriana, you're next.
Yes. I want to propose February 9th, Tuesday, for our next meeting, because we will have already, I think, the new treasurers. Can you hear?
So that's three weeks from tonight?
Yes, because we don't have any. I'm checking the Pacifica calendar, and we don't have any opening. We have PNB meetings. I don't know, unless that is a Friday or that's what I'm saying. December the 28th. Is the Pacifica National Board, and we will have then the treasurers and the PNB members. Before that, I think that we will be in the same situation that we are today.
Right.
Yeah. I think, because this is the group that's been discussing these budgets up to this point, it might be worth trying to wrap that up before a new committee gets seated, but that may not be feasible. In any case, the proposal is February 9th. And what's the earliest we're going to start turning over members of this committee? Who's having their first, the next local station board meeting?
All LSE. Saturday.
KPFA has one Saturday.
KPFA is on Saturday. K and T are Sunday. WPFW already did their thing. BAI will be meeting on the 27th.
So we're likely going to have a significant amount of turnover before our next meeting, regardless. All right, the proposal is Tuesday, February 9th. Anyone wish to propose any changes to that proposal?
Can I ask a question?
What's your question, Barbara?
Can we plan for two meetings? I mean, let's go for the second and fourth Tuesdays. We used to like that.
You can certainly make that proposal. I don't think we should set more than one meeting for a committee whose membership will be different than it is now. We don't know what their schedules or conflicts will look like.
Go ahead. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm just making the calendar.
Yeah. Is there any objection to setting a meeting for Tuesday, February 9th, beginning at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Harpal, you'll take care of the notice?
Yep.
Nancy, you'll send out the PFW budget in whatever state it's currently in?
Yep. I will do that.
And I will... Well. I will talk to Sam and I guess to Bertold about what we're going to do with the WBAI budget. But it sounds like we're pretty much squared away on all of the fronts. And I'll try to get a report together for the PNB. Thank you for your time, everybody. We've just hit the time limit on our 10-minute extension. Unless anyone wants to propose an extension for any other business, we are now adjourned. And if we don't get to talk at the next meeting, thank you for all your work over the past year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoyed working with you all.
We'll see you on the PNB, Nancy.
Thanks. Yep. Okay.
Bye.